Welcome to Globally Speaking, a podcast about connecting with global audiences. Globally Speaking is designed to explore the challenges involved in breaking down language and communication barriers. Our hosts and guests, thought leaders and industry experts, discuss their experiences on a range of topics relating to content, communication, and customer engagement. Welcome to today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition series of the Globally Speaking podcast. My name is Jordan Cockrell, and I'll be your host for this special Go Global series, so please let me introduce myself. I studied translation at university and joined RWS shortly after graduating. I've now been with the company for over 7.5 years, and I've always been in a customer-facing support role. I'm an operations manager for the Go Global team currently, and we predominantly look after customers who haven't had much experience with localization before, where we can really offer our expertise and consultation, and in other cases, like Linde, we are constantly looking to evolve their localization program with new service offerings, AI, and much more. In this episode, I'll be talking to our partners at Linde about digitalization, e-learning, and all things localization. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Lauren. I've been with Linde for a little over 13 years. I am in the U.S. in Western New York. My current role I've been in for about 8 years out of the 13. I am the instructional design manager. We are a training development team, and I also oversee our global LMS administrators, and I am also a writer and an editor. I have many responsibilities, but my main focus is ensuring that my team delivers top-notch products to our internal business groups. This can be e-learning, training, videos, tutorials, simulations, graphic design. But with that, translation and localization is a very large and important part of our end products. And having those materials available in languages other than English highly benefits all of our colleagues at Linde. My absolute favorite thing about my role is that I get to work with so many different colleagues from all over the world and collaborate with them to bring their visions to life.
That's brilliant. Over to you, Manya.
Yes. Hi, I'm Manya. Manya Konchak-Steffes, working for Linde Digital. And I must admit, I'm typical Generation Y woman. And working for the DX team here at Linde. That's why Lauren and me connecting as often as we can while leveraging digital learning on a digital platform, so as a learning management system. And as a senior digital transformation manager here, I'm collaborating with the other senior experts as well as junior experts to drive productivity and growth through the level of digitalization. What does it mean then? So we are a team that designs, develop, and roll and orchestrate approaches that builds basic proficiency levels in digitalization, kind of generative AI, agile ways of working, or digital product development. And through learning content, communication styles, community enhancement for everyone at Linde globally.
That's brilliant. And Dora, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Dora. I'm a project manager here at RWS, working within the Go Global team, and I'm based in our Sheffield office. I have a bachelor's degree in German and Dutch studies, and I did my master's here in Sheffield, where I did intercultural communication. I've also done some training materials for developing intercultural communication and competence skills for project managers, where I was also looking into designing materials for a training workshop and general like skill development. For my role in my current role, I manage various projects across various stakeholders, and they're all like from simple Word documents to localizing complex e-learning courses and materials. I'm really happy with my job because it gives me an opportunity to create connections and build strong relationships with my clients, which I really enjoy, and just being able to advise and support my clients on their journey to globalization. It's just amazing.
That's brilliant. So today we're going to be sort of talking about digitalization, e-learning, all things localization, globalization. Let's get started. So Manya and Lauren, do you want to tell us a little bit more about Linde, what the company does, its markets, its customers?
Yeah, sure. So Linde is a leading industrial gas and engineering company. We live our mission of making our world more productive every day by providing high quality solutions, technologies, and services, which are making our customers more successful, helping to sustain, decarbonize, and protect our planet. The company serves a variety of end markets. Some are like chemicals and energy, food and beverage, electronics, healthcare, manufacturing, and more. Linde's industrial gases and technologies are used in countless applications. Examples are like life-saving medical oxygen, high purity and specialty gases for creating electronics, and so on.
So the company is it's a variety and intensity of flames in manufacturing areas. As Lauren said already, the oxygen for medical reasons. So this is a positive way to ignore snoring while having a snoring mask. And so this is one of my favorites, frozen pizza. So all of us know frozen pizza well. And this there, Linde is. Because to cool it down, to freeze it, you need a specific cost for it. And this is what Linde is doing on site, special mixed or delivered. I think what connects all of us is what Dora said already, is a kind of partnership we're living, because all of us are interested in creating experience in the context of digitalization, through the help of digitalization and technologies, and having this trustful partnership and sustainable partnership allows us to get on speed, to provide experiences and learning content as we need it, and be on time. So that's why I think this is a most valuable connection when it comes to learning and to working.
Absolutely. Do you think you've identified a turning point at any stage of your careers when digitalization became particularly prevalent?
Yeah, it was a challenging question. I mean, I'm not sure what Lauren is thinking of, but for me, I was struggling with turning point and career and digitalization to bring that in one. So it was like, okay. So for me, digital is everywhere. This is the baseline. We see outside Linde, we see inside Linde. And I think which is more a mindset, isn't it, we live in. And I think technology or digitalization is more providing the leapfrog we need, the technology leaps we need to adopt and adjust a society, and especially for corporates and companies, it comes more to responsibility to take it as advantage and opportunity to turn that in the right direction and become more proficient and productive in it. And so this is my thought on it. Do I have it in my career? Probably every day. So that's why I'm used to adjust and adapt. Is it easy? No way. That's why learning, it means learning.
I think this question is going to be quite interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about your Digital Enthusiast program and how it works?
Yeah, sure. And I think, Lauren, I would take on that question then. It's fine for you. And you will add and jump on it, okay? So we at Linde and at the X team, I think digital starts with human interactions. So it's more a mindset than a technology, when a technology helps us. So with everything, it starts with an enthusiasm, kind of a moment that you need that creates interest in. And that's why we as a team create learning content for several learning levels. So the digital enthusiast, because we say this is the first level you get to while being enthusiastic into digital. And the next one is explorer, digital creator, sponsor, and champion. And you grow your digital talent with it. And a digital enthusiast is the starting point to get into it, to understand digitalization, the context of it, to get to know tools, technologies, and understand how to apply it best. And so everyone at Lindy starts becoming a digital enthusiast when they want to. That's why we provided a custom page where we have a lot of, so far, 5 digital pathways and translated pathways up and running, and you can start, stop on a self-paced learning as an enthusiast. And you can deep dive into Scrum as Agile framework. You can get into data, product development, or you learn about how to lead in digital when it comes more leading a project itself or developing digital products. So this is all about the digital enthusiast. And in the end, you always get a badge, a digital recognition that sticks to you. And you can share it inside and outside Lindy. So you can show up with your learning, with your achievements, and you, with your talent you grew in. Yeah.
And how do you think it supports your internal teams with their progression?
I think in support, you know, we, and Manya, you can give the proper number, but over the past year or so, we have trained over 7,000 employees on this digital enthusiast program that we're speaking of, and more for the other pathways as well. And I see in working with other business groups within Lindy that they are trained, they are using the training, and they are taking it into their everyday jobs, and they're using it. And that's what I see from my end. Manya, you may see another aspect of it.
Yeah, you're totally right in numbers. And so far, we almost get to the 9,000 people who joined the pathways and checked in over 1.5 years. So this is really, really a success for us. And that's why how we measure it for us. If they bring it back, or they bring it back to the business because they start applying it right away, we defined and designed the pathways on a special purpose, on a special need they have in their business environment, or why collaborating with others, or why thinking on data, and all those pathways reflecting more the way we are working right now in Lindy and where we want to use digitalization for, that enhances our working and changes a bit and adjusts our way of working while using data, while using the right technology, or why to understand the problem different than before. And all those techniques we are providing in those pathways theoretically, but through, for instance, we have the journaling method we are using often in those pathways. So it's a guided way where you write down something, or you reflect questions and you answer them directly while doing the pathway. And as listen to audio, as well watching videos, as well doing those kind of journaling activities, and at the end getting insights into business cases that are real cases within Lindy, that makes it quite fully packed and quite easy to get to it. And that's why we think they bring it back to their teams. And we got the feedback that this is really valuable because they change their perspective, they inspire others, and they just can do right away something different.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you're working with Dora to have all of the content localized. What do you think the value of having your e-learning content in several languages, and what does that bring to the business?
First, it 100% allows us to reach so many more employees. Being a very large global company, over 70,000 employees worldwide, we need that. And so the relationship with Dora and the team to get us there is what is so important. Being that we're such a diverse company, not everybody is a native English speaker. So it's so important that we offer these digital pathways and other, you know, things business-wide in the local languages. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I would love to hear Dora, what she thinks on that question.
Yeah, me too. What do you think the benefits are, Dora, to, you know, Lindy actually localizing their content with you?
Yes.
Well, as someone whose first language is not English, I can definitely understand the benefits. because no matter how proficient you are in a language, sometimes you will just not understand the same way. And if it's only in English, it's very easy to misunderstand, or sometimes it's very hard to get the point across, and sometimes it's even hard to follow. And then if it's in your native language, it just works a little bit better. And obviously, not everyone has had the opportunity to learn English or to learn it to such a high proficiency to be trained in it. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. And if they work within their own country and they're good at their job, they don't necessarily need to know English to such a high level.
Yeah, I like that point. Because it's, as you said, it's more about building a common ground that everyone understands the same then. Yeah, and that's why I think translation is key. And we see it in our numbers, why the pathways and the people who checked in are rising. But as well, the quality of translation is key. And I think that's why we, of three, takes care of. And we inspect again, and we review, and we adapt our process while working together. And this is, I really like how we make progress and how we delivered it in the end. And and I think from a linear perspective, as we are quite decentralized organization, and Lauren said already, we have a workforce of 70,000 people. I mean, this is a kind of signature brand as well for the local sites. Yeah, and we have a lot of people speaking Spanish, Portuguese, and even Chinese. There's a rising number of employees, and this is where we want to take care of, because making digital your element means the element of everyone for us.
And I would just like to add something. Mm-hmm. I think it also makes the employees feel more comfortable and more respected and more seen, like their language, their culture does matter.
Absolutely.
And it, even that might make them a bit more enthusiastic about taking the courses. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting because Laura and me were discussing this question before, because we thought about that, because it's not easy to tell the right answer, because there's nothing right or wrong from our perspective. And we were discussing a learning zone model of Lev Vygotsky. I don't know if you know it. So from a theoretical part, you have the comfort zone where every one of us is in, and then you have the learning zone and the panic zone. And the learning zone is where you grow and learn, but this needs to be a safe environment, something that you feel comfortable with, and that stretches you a bit out of your comfort zone, but don't get to panic you. So, and that's why it's always comfort zone, learning zone, panic zone. In between of comfort and panic, we need to have this environment, and this is translation is key for it, as you said. It fits perfectly, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really helps with that local footprint in our learning management system, right? That when an employee in a different region is looking for training and searching for training, to see training available in their local language versus English is, I think, a nice surprise for them and shows there's more out there for them to learn.
Yes. And additionally, we didn't translate every word. We just translate the most important videos and learning content that they need to get to and to grab the right thing. So there are a few videos with we come up with we stick to English, but we put in the subtitles then, yeah, or the description is on the first page English. So we train, on the other hand, as well to become more sophisticated in English speaking and listen to it and get comfortable with that as well. So actually, it's trigger both.
We've got a couple of questions left, so I'm going to ask the last couple of questions, and then I'm just going to get you guys to talk about the partnership and how much you enjoy working together, because I feel like that's a nice note to end on. And when I joined your call last week, you were all really excited to be speaking to each other, so I just feel like that'll be a really nice way. But then if when we get to the end bit, there's things that you want to go back on and you want to say, we can do that. So next question, Before you started working with Dora and the team, had you had any experience doing localization or translation before?
Yes. In the 13 years that I've worked with Lindy, translations has always been a part of the job, especially with training development. We've always worked with your company and we've tried others. And quite honestly, the quality has always been top notch with yours. And so that's where we are today, at least in my role 13 years later. We are still working together and we are still very satisfied with.
That's great to hear. What about you, Manya? Did you have any experience localizing in other companies or obviously before you started getting involved in the process with RWS?
I would not say no, but not that deep. So not that deep a relationship is with RWS so far I have. I think to generalize it a bit, so I think translation is always part of our day life because we get confronted in our leisure time when talking to others while using English words or terms and as well reading it or as well having any commercial scene while traveling. So it's always a kind of translation happens in mind from my perspective. And when you asked before, you said, what are the hot topics in the industry at the moment in translation? The first thing what comes to mind is generative AI. How does it help us? And at the same time, how does it change the processes, the relationships, and the piece of work, especially translation agencies as RWS are doing? And those questions definitely come to my mind because the industry and the market is changing disruptively through those tools and technologies. And from my perspective, what is the most valuable thing is that we have you and Dora as a team and Lauren and me can reach out and can collaborate together on it. And it feels like a real product when working and co-working on it. And when we try to use generative AI, it would be a digital product in the end. And yes, we would probably translate it in the end with a bit of the quality that is maybe needed. Yeah. Let's see. But I think the missing piece is that we can live it, that we experience this and that we learn from it for the next time and that we understand that's a real thing we get to. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think this is going to be challenging. And as I said, translation, I think, as we said before, all of us, translation is key while working in decentralized organization or in global organization, and everything is more and more connecting. And I see it in the Chinese pathway. I mean, Dora, Lauren, the Chinese pathway, translating the pathway into Chinese is definitely a hard piece of work because there are several meanings within the language. And this is in between he and she and the age and linguistic and oh, wow. So not sure how to tackle that without having expertise from you as the translation agencies, as well from Lauren, who did it already. And maybe at any time, generative AI in there, ChatGPT, helping us, supporting it, but not doing it on our own.
Absolutely. It's interesting that you mention AI. That's one of the hot topics for us at the moment. RWS are doing a lot of work around that. E-learning's been one of our key focus areas as well this year. Dora, I think you were going to talk to us a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so as Manya said, like AI is amazing and it's definitely developing at a very fast pace. And it might overtake a lot of the things we do at the moment as well. But the key is that relationship, that experience, and also that feedback the client can get from our translators who are native speakers, who live in that country, who experience that culture. So who's better to provide you feedback and improve the translation for your e-learning than a person working on it? But we do use AI in a lot of our processes, including the automated voiceover. So all the audios we've translated for you, and we've done voiceover, it's text to speech, and that is AI. We use an AI tool to do that. So it supports the process massively. It reduces the cost, it reduces the turnaround times. It's still AI, it just serves as a support in the process to make it smoother, to make it more consistent, to make it more effective for you.
Nice. So as you said already, it's a flow to use the new tools then. Good.
And if you were to give one piece of advice for people dealing with global audiences, internal or external, what would that be? And I'm going to ask each of you.
Beware, Lauren probably would say something while working with the DX team.
Well, my one piece of advice, being that I have been doing this for so many years, there's been a lot of lessons learned along the way. And so that one big one is when you are working with a global audience, it always starts with getting that English text down perfectly, removing jargon, making sure that what we're sending to you to translate and localize is perfect in the way that it can be easily translated and used. And I think that's why the relationship also works so well, because we know that's the first step to getting you what you need to do your job.
Wow, that was deep. Not sure if I can follow that. Thanks, Lauren. I like it. I like that piece of thought, that food for thought. So from my perspective, and yes, I have a few thoughts on that, but I think the most valuable thing for me is that, especially when it comes to learning and learning content and developing it, that it's not about delivering information, that it's more about designing an experience that allows everyone to understand, to grab it, yeah, to feel it, because everything is about emotion. Even when I say one sentence made by ChatGPT, or when Alexa is telling me, hey, hello, then there needs to be an emotion in, because when you say hello, it doesn't feel like, and I don't know what give an answer back. So this is about learning. Yeah, when you address it right with the right emotion and you pull the people into it to feel it, what they learn, then this is for a bigger audience the most important thing, even when it's a global audience. And so be specific enough to create the experience that is needed to grow the inner talents. I think this is what it means.
Any advice from you, Dora?
Well, I would say, and that's, I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but just try and be very understanding and very open-minded. And if you do go down the path of translating and localizing, try and build a relationship and trust with the resources you're using, and as well as acknowledging their feedback and their support and any advice they can give you. Use them, because they are experts. And trust them that they do want to try and get you to that point where your end product does fit the market or its purpose and matches your expectations.
But yeah, if there's anything you want to go back on, anything you want to add, we can certainly do that. Do you feel like the messages have come across well?
I think a question maybe to you from me is, when you're working with other companies as well, creating the learning content and you are going to translate it, what do you think is the most important thing when it comes to collaborating with other companies?
Good question. I think I would echo what a lot of you have said before, making sure that you get the English version right in the first place and you don't have translation as an afterthought. If you want to engage your employees or even external training, if you want to engage people in their own language, you need to make sure that translation is at the forefront of your mind. And not just translation, you know, if we are fully localizing an e-learning course or module, you need to make sure that that person is having the right experience. And I think you spoke a lot about a feeling, Manu, and an experience. For me, that's probably the most important thing. You don't want to deliver training that nobody is going to go away and learn from. You need to have that impact and an immediate impact. So when we're working with other customers, I think similar to your approach, we really want to build that partnership and collaboration. A lot of our customers won't have localized before, never mind localized e-learning, which can be a bit more complex with lots of different aspects of the project, especially if it involves video, whether that's subtitling, the AI voices, or whether it's, you know, human voiceover recordings as well. If they haven't localized before, that's okay, because we have, and we've done it thousands and thousands of times. We're happy to provide that guidance. We have local resources who can help with testing and make sure it's fit for purpose for a market, because some of our other customers don't have, I guess, the support network that you have at Lindy, where they actually have people who are able to test the courses before they go live. So RWS can also support with that.
Good to know.
Dora, I don't know if there's anything you would add to that question.
Now I'm wondering how many voice samples you have generated by AI. Do you have a number in mind?
That's very interesting, because it depends on the language. So since it is AI, and those are the limits of AI again, you cannot really create very high quality samples for all the languages in different voices and intonations and everything. So you will find that some languages have a broad range of samples that we can offer, whereas some will have one female and one male, and that's it. Because at this point in time, based on the technology and where it is, it's the best that we can offer.
Mm-hmm. So maybe Lauren and my voice will be sampled at any time, one in English and one for German. I have one thing left in my mind, because you were pulling out the question, could you tell us a little bit how localization supports digitalization and the other way around? And I had a session 2 days ago and talking about how to leverage the digital exchange network best. And so the question was, if we're going to translate the pathways in Korean, and I was a bit like, wow, that's a nice idea, actually. Yeah, having it more specific and more localized than, and because everything is relating to number, to case, to the valuable case. So we answered, hopefully politically, that we take a look on the numbers of people. But I think especially when translation is often, we think of the main languages we speak in the world. And sometimes we miss thinking of the groups behind that are lacking of even those languages, while having more specific localized languages then. And so it would be a nice approach how to tackle those, and even when you have smaller groups, to translate it easily.
It's an interesting point. I know when we're looking at, you know, with other customers, well, which languages should I translate to? It could be e-learning content, but also other content types. And you sort of think, well, do you know what? There's a lot of countries where they're very proficient in English. And do you know what? It tends to be those are the languages that you actually translate into first, because the markets are much bigger. So exactly what you've just said, you know, maybe the smaller markets or the countries with a smaller population, maybe those are the ones where actually sometimes for training specifically, we need to look at first. You know, if you've got large offices in a couple of countries, it would be an easy decision. But if you have a few employees in one location, the cost of localizing isn't always prioritized. But then the impact could be that those employees have never fully understood the message that you're trying to put across, and the feeling isn't quite there, that experience isn't quite there. So it's interesting that you mentioned that.
Yeah, indeed, we have one customer portal driven by e-commerce and digital marketing that they started to introduce to in a short video, and then they translated it in several languages within Lindy, but on their own, yeah, made by the employees on their own. So it's which a Switzerdeutsch, so in German and in Switzerland, or it's a kind of French, or it's a kind of minority Friese. So it's different languages, and that's actually quite nice to see that how they drive it, yeah, to get to that point. So as you said, yeah, that works definitely. Let's see how it's growing.
It shows the importance of doing it.
Yes, totally. And how we engage with the customers, yeah, that they understand. It's cool.
Thank you all for joining me today, and thanks to all of our listeners. I'll be back for the next episode. Speak soon.